White, J.E. White, Emma. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, March 28, 1905. Dear children Edson and Emma, I have been waiting anxiously for a letter from you, my son. There have been so many accidents on the road lately, and the trains have been so long delayed that I have been somewhat troubled on your account. I know that you have been sick in body and worried in mind. I am glad that you had so much success in raising means to place the colored sanitarium in Nashville on a more favorable position. I think the property in North Nashville will be a most appropriate place for this institution. The work at Huntsville is another burden of intense interest. I hope the orphanage will soon be established there. There ought to be a primary school at Huntsville, and a school for older children, where they can be thoroughly educated and disciplined, and given instruction in Bible subjects and in practical lines of work. Let them be taught the meaning of the words, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." Luke 10, verse 27. I have strong assurance that the right thing is being done at Huntsville. Let all connected with this school be interested in its success. Let the farm be diligently worked. Let lessons be given in various lines that can be applied to the character building. We are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. No man, whatever his capabilities and powers, has a right to depart from the Lord's way. However high the position he may occupy, he is but an instrument in the Lord's hands to be used in his work. He is not the author of his faith. He is not to follow his own devising in his character building. Medical missionaries and Bible teachers are not the authors or finishers of our faith. Do not spoil the men who are chosen to do a certain work. These teachers are not to be deified as if they were gods. All ye are brethren. Matthew 23, verse 8. Men are not to be ruined by being upheld in a wrong course and placed where God should be. We have the truth, and the word given us is, "Remember therefore how thou hast received, and heard, and hold fast, and repent." Revelation 3, verse 3. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 10. It is not safe to rely upon men who would bring in sophistries as the authorized word of God. Other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Verses 11 to 15. We need now to heed the warning, "Let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon." Verse 10. Instruction is to be given line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. The same faithful work needed in the cultivation of the land is needed in soul culture. Let us not be slow to learn the lessons that God would teach us. Let us take heed how we build. Let us remember that we are forming characters for eternity. Let us be very careful of our spirit, our words, our acts. Every stroke of work is to bear the divine signature. I am charged to say to every minister and to everyone who is being educated as a medical missionary, do not let any man, whatever his position, indoctrinate you with spiritualistic theories. Such theories militate directly against the principles given us by God. The truth that God has given us in His holy word is our only safeguard. Only by steadfast adherence to this truth shall we be able to stand in the trials that we shall meet in the future. It is upon the Rock of Ages that we are to build. We are to place our dependence on no living being. In these days of peril, we are to take Christ as our teacher. The truths that He taught we are to teach, without any mixture of false science. The precious words of Christ are not to be mingled with Satan's leaven. We know not where these erroneous theories may lead us if they are accepted. Theories represented by hay, wood, and stubble lead poor souls astray. The truth for this time is to stand forth in its purity, without any mixture of the corrupting theories of the enemy.
The day of trial is already upon us. Who will abide the test? The material represented by wood, hay, and stubble, which has been brought to the foundation, will be utterly consumed. And those who have turned to fables instead of purifying their hearts by obedience to the truth will also be consumed. I have a word to speak to our workers. Be true to God and to your Redeemer. Head the warning given by the Savior. Take heed that no man deceive you, He said, for many shall come in My name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, and pestilences, and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for My name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24, verse 4-14. I have been called off to attend to an important matter and cannot write more this evening. I will try to send you another letter tomorrow. I beg of you to take time to rest. Do not gather more burdens upon your soul. I am warned that it is thus that you make your mistakes. In love.